So you really have to understand the patterning. The Anglo-Saxons moved uptown, essentially. The French, essentially, or the Creole, French-Spanish, moved in two directions primarily. They moved out Elysian Fields, Esplanade Avenue, what was called Esplanade Ridge, and indeed the city does have a number of ridges, several of which came about because of other ancient rivers that were here, or earlier courses of the Mississippi River where levees were built. You have places like Metairie Ridge and Gentilly Ridge and so on, that are just the old geologic levees that existed from time when there were tributaries, or the river actually flowed in those areas. And so that's high ground, but otherwise it's low ground. And you find the settlement again along those ridges mainly. Now the French moved out Esplanade Ridge, Creole French, and probably the last area in the city where you would find middle class French would be out around City Park at the end of Esplanade and so on, the area where George Reinecke lives today. You probably, if you knocked on doors there, every fifth house old would probably have some older person who spoke French as a native. In other words, it had been the family language in the home. He probably wouldn't speak it outside of the home today unless he were going to one of the French society gatherings or something like that, or he were talking to a Frenchman. You wouldn't hear it on Canal Street anymore. It was almost gone when I was a child. It's all but gone now. But you would still probably find people in there, like George Reinecke, who speak French as a native. The other part of the lower class French, the Lumpen French Creoles, probably moved into Marigny and into the Ninth Ward. This is the area downriver along the levee, the high levee area. And down there, a great number of Germans moved into that area, into Marigny, and into the Ninth Ward as they streamed in starting in the 1840s and right up through 1910. Italians moved in there. There were blacks already in there, and you had a real hodgepodge mixture. Irish, to some extent, moved in, but not as many Irish. Mostly Germans and some Italians moved in with the lower class French downtown. That became more of a European enclave that was growing in the city. It's the area known as Marigny and the Ninth Ward. The Ninth Ward running all the way down. When they say the lower Ninth Ward, they mean the area down by Jackson Barracks, which is virtually into St. Bernard Parish at the parish line. It's an area that a lot of uptowners have a supercilious attitude toward. I mean, if they want to throw an insult at you, they'd say, well, you're from the Ninth Ward, obviously. It's where people speak, like Hap Glaudy, the local announcer, news announcer, sports announcer, and others, with a what is popularly called Brooklynese dialect of New Orleans. Can I wrench my hands in your zinc, sort of thing. The Irish, on the other hand, when they came into New Orleans, they settled uptown, but they settled very close to the river in what was known as the Irish Channel, which was a working area. A little bit further back from the river, you had cities like Lafayette, which is now the Garden District and so on, and this is where the well-to-do settled. The Irish, closer to the river, they worked on the docks, they worked in the cotton presses, they worked in the stave yards, places like that.